Celaya, fancy a cup of tea?
Tea? No, I'm all right.
You sure? Caffeine's legal now, you know?
When did you decide that one?
When I realized Eurus would have my head if I took it away from them.
I'm sure Notos must be thrilled about their new privileges.
Something to distract them. I'm sure they're positively chipper.
I always thought Kozeniowski was a madman for taking that away from them.
Indulgence is the death of diligence. Oh, goodness, there's how many times I heard him say that.
I think I might have heard that from him once or twice, yes. Didn't know you knew him well.
Kozeniowski! Yes. He took a special interest in me back in the day. Made the look on his face all the sweeter when his time finally came.
Do you try to sound abhorrent, or does it just come out naturally?
So, no tea?
No. I have the reports from navigation, though.
Oh. Show me.
Connecting the two ships will have a touch less of an effect on overall speed than anticipated, but the numbers don't lie when it comes to our power limitations.
God, do we really have to make it look so complicated?
You don't know how to read a navigation report. Who's your head of navigations?
Haven't got a clue.
How do you get data from them, then?
I get someone else to do it for me, like you are.
Well, in essence, what they're saying is we'll have to slow down to save energy.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no. We are not slowing down. Look, we're continuing on at the same trajectory as we are right now.
They'd advise to slow down even without the two ships connected. We don't know what caused the cataclysm on Zephyrus yet. We could be sitting on a ticking time bomb. We need to minimize as many risks as we can.
If I wanted to be lectured, I'd ask for Alara. I've got it sorted.
How?
Oh, fuck me.
What is it?
I forgot I rescheduled a meeting with... just sit here and get on with those documents, will you? I'll be a moment.
Is my office in your quarters?
I'll just be a minute. Oh, and tell navigation that unless there's a star on course that we've missed, we are not slowing down or changing direction for anything.
That's not exactly how it works.
Yes, come in.
I do hope everything's all right.
Fine. I'm sorry that our meeting got interrupted.
No, it's quite all right, Commander. You're a busy man. Was the, message of any interest, or...?
No, not really.
Message?
Right. Well, I'm free to talk about whatever you wanted to, Commander.
Any word on the situation on Eurus? Opinions on anything?
I haven't had much of a chance, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm not paying you to sit around and do nothing. Am I?
You're not. Paying me, Commander.
Am I not? Huh. If I do pay you, will you get the job done faster? Oh, no need to look so scared, Hallie. It's a simple question. I'm not gonna have a go at you for asking to be paid.
It would be appreciated, Commander, but...
Done.
Who is this?
Oh. Well, thank you, Commander.
Hmm.
What was that?
Hmm? Nothing. Probably just the pipes.
It sounded like it came from there.
Yes. Bloody maintenance closet. There's a generator in there. Won't shut up.
Right.
We can talk in my office.
I don't need much income, Commander. Really. I get most of my income from take notes. Donations, mostly, but they are very helpful. You should listen one day. Maybe even tonight. Easy to access, goes live every morning and evening at 8.
I don't believe I have the time.
That's all right. No, you probably know everything that I'm talking about anyways. Just thought I'd offer it up. I know some of the Eurus folk found it a nice listen when they were, locked up.
Locked up?
In quarantine, I mean.
Take notes. Huh. Alright.
This way, Hallie.
Rise and shine.
What? Alexa, how'd you get in here?
You didn't lock the door.
It's early, go away.
It's 3 in the afternoon, Cairo.
What? Shit, I'm supposed to be at work. Oh, I'm dead, aren't I?
Probably. You look like death.
That's exactly how you know you've had a good night.
You seemed like you were having fun.
Did I do anything embarrassing?
Not by your standards, no.
Cool. Coffee?
No, thanks.
What are you doing here anyways?
Making sure you're alright.
God, between you and Al, I sometimes feel like I'm a toddler. But thanks.
Allison here?
Why would Al be here?
He walked you home last night. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Briefly? I think I fell asleep on him when he was talking to me. Whoops. I'll call him when I'm done with work. Make sure last night wasn't too much.
Hmm.
What? Was it too much for him?
No, I think it'd be a good idea for you to call him.
Noted.
You're going out like that?
I walk downstairs, remember? What? You don't think it holds up?
You've got eyeliner kind of... smudged over your whole face, Cairo.
Dick! You doing alright?
Okay. Still stressed about everything, obviously. But last night was a welcome distraction. Not quite my style, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It was nice to see you have fun. I feel like... I don't know. Like our friendship's been a bit strained since everything happened.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't apologize. It's okay. You've been through a lot, and you have enough reason to be a bit tense with me.
And I wasn't the best back there either. I still care about you, Alexa. That hasn't changed.
I know. We should do stuff like this more often. Not, clubbing, but fun things. Things normal friends do.
That sounds nice. I hate to cut this short, but I really have to run.
I know.
Thanks for stopping by, Lek.
Yeah. See you.
You said it was down here?
Yep. This whole corridor. And the next one.
Jeez, that's really weird.
Any idea what it could have been?
You didn't press anything? Or pull any wires? Or anything?
Not a thing. The connection at the wall was still on, and I haven't been back since everything happened.
The power stays on for the rest of the corridor, even if I turn it off. So that's really weird. Usually, even if something goes out, the rest of the generators in the area will kick in to take over as backup until someone can come figure out what's going on.
It might not have been the generators at all, then.
Let me check the meter real quick.
Ha! Yeah, Cairo just messaged me. Apparently he only just woke up.
Not surprised. He was gone.
I feel like he deserved it at the very least.
Yeah. You were pretty gone too, Spanik. How are you feeling?
Fine.
What? No hangover?
I feel normal.
No headache? Nothing?
No. Am I supposed to have one?
You are a medical miracle.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, apparently Electo had to go wake him up, so maybe you got your hangover, Sputnik.
Oh, now you've made me feel bad.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, it doesn't seem like there's anything weird about this. It's saying it was on for the past week, was off about 15 minutes a week ago from maintenance check, but that's it.
Huh. Odd.
I might need to do some more thorough checks.
What's that?
I'm going down to the maintenance level to check someone out.
Look, what?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tight squeeze, but I have the keys. I just wanted to see if there was anything wrong down there. You want to come?
Down there? Are we allowed?
Nah. But you're with me.
Is it safe?
Pretty much.
It doesn't look safe.
Oh, come on. What, you scared?
I'll go if you go.
Looks cramped.
Are you scared? What?
No. Fuck you. Let's go.
Follow my lead.
Right. Take notes. Let's see if this yields anything useful.
Good evening, Notice, and welcome back to Take Notes. I'm your host, Hallie, here to give you this evening's dose of everything you need to know. Pay special attention, folks, from the very first word of every sentence to the last, because I've got a lot of exciting news to get through today. I'll start off with the most exciting news of all. The train lines across both Eurus and Notice have been linked, so you can get from one end of one ship to another without so much of a break. Be careful, because I'm sure the queues will be long as people gear up to explore both ships. Back on Notice, there have been some changes in laws. Tomorrow onwards, the following will now be legal. Use of caffeine outside of controlled substances, unapproved social gatherings of more than 10 individuals, recreational use of tobacco, and the ability to curse in public spaces. What exciting changes, which I'm sure many have found long overdue. Room assignments for individuals in Sector 8 may also be changed because of recent power limitations. Numbers will be given to you within the week. Are any of you interested in working on another ship? You can, as Eurus are looking for more officers. In the case that you wish to help our sister ship, please use our new train lines to go to one of the many officer command centers around the ship. Right, I believe that's all from me. It has been a pleasure to talk to you tonight. Downship or upship, your listenership means the whole universe to me. Toodaloo!
What's this supposed to mean?
Good evening, Notice, and welcome back to Take Notes. I'm your host, Hallie, here to give you this evening's dose of everything you need to know. Pay special attention, folks, from the very first word of every sentence to the last.
First word of every sentence?
Because I've got a lot of exciting news to get through today. I'll start off with the most exciting news of all. Be careful, back on tomorrow. What exciting changes. Room assignment, numbers, or any of you can, in the, right, it is downship or upship. I'll be back tomorrow, what, room, numbers, or you, in, right, it is downship.
I'll be back tomorrow, what room number are you in? Write it down. Smart girl.
I don't like it down here. It It doesn't feel safe.
We'll be fine. This way.
Are you sure we won't get, like, electrocuted?
I don't think so.
I don't think so isn't a very good answer.
I didn't even know this level existed. I mean, it makes sense that it would. This shit needs to go somewhere. I just never really thought about it.
It's kind of fucked up, if I'm honest. You can pretty much access the whole ship through here, minus some of the really restricted sections. You could even break into someone's room on this.
You can what?
It's kind of dangerous, though. It's safer to stick to the main paths.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I'm not sleeping tonight otherwise.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking to see if there's anything that might have been missed on the upstairs generator. A faulty connection somewhere, maybe. Maybe something's gone down that no one's picked up on.
Fucking hell.
You know, if everything does go to shit, this might not be a bad place to hide out.
Don't say that.
I'm not trying to jinx anything.
Honestly, if it's between hiding down here and getting arrested, I'd rather take my chances in a jail cell again.
What, next door to Langley?
we can catch up.
Man, you really fucking hate it down here, don't you?
It's just... I don't know. I hate to be reminded that we're on something that could fail at any moment. Like, we grew up on a ship. I've lived my whole life on a ship. That's fine. That's normal. But seeing all these wires and machinery, it just reminds me that all of this is man-made. Man-made, like, ages and ages ago. And if a single person were to fuck up and make a design flaw, we can all just die at any moment.
Yeah, but I mean, we haven't. And it's been, what, 1,000 years?
But with Zephyrus? Who knows? It's just really scary. One minute we're having a conversation, and the next something somewhere goes wrong, and boom! We're gone.
You could say the same thing about a heart attack, or spontaneous human combustion.
Spontaneous human combustion isn't real.
Oh.
What is it?
Nothing. Sorry. I thought I saw something, but I just misread it.
You sure?
Yeah, sorry. Maybe I am being affected by this, hangover?
Hangover.
Maybe we should head back. I'll come down another day when my head's clearer.
You don't need to tell me twice. Get me the hell out of this place.
Oh, you don't want me to take a look?
Oh, I just closed it. Takes ages to open it up again.
All right, fine. Lead the way, Sputnik.
Yeah. this way.
You don't think they saw anything, do you?
What?
You don't think there's something they're not telling us?
Why wouldn't they tell us if they saw something?
I don't know, they just looked a bit spooked.
Yeah. You're right. Might just be the hangover, though.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not convinced.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
Ha! Debatable!
Huh? Hallie? Wasn't expecting you back so soon.
Yes. I'm sorry, Commander. I just have my reports on the public opinion on Eurus.
What's it been? Just over a day?
I would say so, Commander.
Well, it looks like paying you was the right way to go about it. All right, let's have a look.
Well, here are the written up reports of some interviews I've had, people I've talked to. I've included little summaries at the top for easy reading.
You really are a gem, Ali.
The gist of the whole situation is that most of people's opinions seem to be positive. A couple of frustrations with the increasing blackouts and power limitations on certain areas, but I don't think people are directly blaming you for that, or just worried about the situation as a whole and unsure how you're going to tackle it. Some people are concerned about the lack of a deputy leader since word has gotten out that Ms. Quinn isn't working for you anymore. A general opinion is that perhaps your deputy should be from Eurus.
I see. Any word on Alara?
I have no idea, Commander. I don't think it was her that broke the rumor, and I haven't heard of anyone who's seen her in the past while.
Right. Well, this is helpful. Tell you what, why don't we have a read and formulate a response to some of the worries which you can air on your little talk show?
Of course, Commander. I'm terribly sorry. I was just wondering if I could use the loo really quick before we get started.
Sure. Third on the left, down the corridor. Can't miss it.
Thank you, Commander. I'm pretending to tie my shoelace. Quickly slide the note under the door. Thank you. I'll be there at 9 tonight. I'll knock 3 times.
Come on.
Hello.
Al, jeez, what took you so long to pick up?
I'm at work. What is it?
Huh, thought you took your break around about now.
Well, I thought it would be a good idea to pick up some extra shifts. Is this important?
I mean, it's not life or death, if that's what you mean.
Well, maybe I should.
Actually, scratch that. You're my doctor, you have to listen to me. For my mental health.
Cairo.
How are you doing after last night?
Fine.
I'm sorry if I was too much. I heard you walk me home. Thanks.
It's fine. Wasn't too much of a worry.
Nah, but I feel bad. You're always looking after people. Must be fucking exhausting.
I'm good at it.
Anyways, I can't really remember what I did last night after, like, my third drink. So I'm sorry if I did anything that upset you.
No. No. You didn't do anything wrong.
Sure?
You don't need to feel bad about anything.
Okay, just Electra said I should call you, and I was worried that, like, made you uncomfortable or something.
Right. No. You're good. Are you at work?
Yeah, got a fucking lashing for being late. But it's nothing I haven't heard before. I get off in like 2 hours if you want to hang out.
Yeah. Maybe we should hang out a bit less.
What?
Yeah, no. Not like... Not because I don't want to. It's just... I've kind of been neglecting my work. I have a lot of other people to tend to. It's really taxing. I feel like I need some time to myself to just chill out, I guess.
Oh, yeah, right. I get it.
You sound disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I like your company, but don't feel guilty. If you need more time to yourself, you need more time to yourself.
Yeah.
Just don't overwork yourself, okay? Don't want you getting burnt out.
I'll try.
Otherwise, I'll never see you.
Yeah. I'll see you around, Cairo.
See ya.
Hello?
I can't open the door.
You
It's locked. We'll have to talk like this.
Thank goodness. I'm Helly. I recognize your voice.
Saleya Langley.
Right. Hello. I thought you were...
In a jail cell? Yes, that's what I was expecting as well. Still locked up, either way.
Right. What were you doing in, Faraday's quarters?
Working for him.
Come again? I'm sorry?
You heard me. I suppose you thought it'd be a waste not to use my experience after he fired Quinn. And I can't talk against him or go running off and expose anything when he's keeping me under lock and key. I owe him my life, after all.
Goodness, I didn't know.
I think this room is in an abandoned sector. He's good at making sure nobody can find me. Apart from you. You were quick, dropping your show, leaving that message in there.
I wasn't sure if you'd even be able to access it. But I thought, you know, might as well try. I've been trying to keep my eye on him.
Faraday?
I know some people from your ship. I know Electo. Well, I don't know her, really. But I know one of her friends. Sawyer. And Quinn was asking me to keep an eye on them for her and Faraday, and Sawyer is the reason that Faraday knows that Electo talked to you. Because he told me.
Wait, so are you working for Faraday?
Yes. No. Technically, I am. I was. But I don't want to anymore.
I'm not sure it's as simple as just not wanting to.
No, I know that. I wanted to prove to the others that I'm on their side. Because I don't trust Faraday. I don't think he'll be good for either ship.
Right. Right. You're the reason I'm here, then.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. It's because of you that I'm alive.
Right. What have you been doing for him?
If you're expecting conspiracies or secrets, I'm afraid I don't have them. What I've been doing is paperwork, admin, all the boring things a man can't be asked to do himself.
I see. No mention of a mysterious message?
No. Why?
I had a meeting with Faraday a couple days ago. And I bugged it for Sawyer and the others to hear. Because I wanted to prove whose side I'm on now.
So you proved you're not a double-crosser by double-crossing?
When you put it that way.
No, I'd do the same. Go on.
Well, we were interrupted by a message. Some broadcast he wasn't expecting. He asked me to leave. But I hung around for just a second and got a brief listen of what it was. A message intended for members of the Weaver expedition.
Ah, Weaver! Yes, that's what it was.
Come again?
Amos, he was, he'd been looking for a speech from back on Earth. It got flagged up on my computer, a speech by someone called Mikhail Weaver. Mikhail Weaver, the CEO of Weaver Enterprises, the person who started the Weaver Expedition.
I don't know what that means.
It was the name of the expedition that set out to build all four ships and send them to another home planet. The way that the climate was changing back on Earth, they knew there wasn't much time left, so they built and sent off four ships, Boreas, Zephyrus, Notos, and Eris. You said the message was intended for...
Yeah. Could it be Boreas or Zephyrus?
Zephyrus was destroyed. I thought Boreas most likely was, but apparently not. That, or it's some pre-recorded message. Why wouldn't he have told me?
I don't know.
And why was he listening to that speech?
I don't know.
Thank you for telling me this, Sally.
Should we try to find out?
What?
What he's listening to. He might have recorded it, right?
Potentially, yes.
Right. So, I'll come back tomorrow and say I'll help him write up a speech. And then you message him or something and tell him to come over because there's an emergency. And while he's gone, I'll try to find whatever it is he was listening to. If we're lucky, he'll have it.
That's risky.
I know.
Are you sure you're not just a radio host, Hallie?
Positive?
Right. I'll do it. I can find something to bring him in for, but I can't hold him for more than 5 minutes. 7 tops. He's quick to shut me down. And there's no guarantee he'll come at all.
It's worth a shot.
It is. What time tomorrow?
11?
11, right. I'll hear you then.
Langley?
Yes?
What do you think he'll do if he catches me?
I have no idea. Something not good, I suspect.
Yeah. Thanks, Langley. I should go.
Good luck.
Yeah, you too.
So that should make it easier to go through.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Siggy.
No problem. Yell at me anytime if you need a hand with this kind of shit. I'm good at it.
You should work with Code. You'd get paid well.
Kind of boring, though, don't you think?
You don't have to tell me twice. It's harder. Now Sputnik's busy.
Yeah. Did they, give you any reason why they ghosted us today?
None. Just a job, I suppose.
Yeah, did I tell you about yesterday?
You went down to the maintenance level to check some stuff out, right?
Right. So they said they didn't find anything, but they seemed kind of thrown off about something and ushered us out kind of quickly. Sawyer didn't think much of it, but...
You think they might have found something and they didn't tell you?
Precisely.
That doesn't sound like Sputnik.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's odd. Do you think I should bring it up?
Well, if any of us, it should probably be you. Ah, what the fuck?
That's odd.
Yeah, can we shut that off?
Hello?
Oh my god. E?
Hi.
Where have you been? I've been worried sick. What's happened?
Whoa, it's cool. I'm chill, I'm fine. Okay. So... Faraday found out about me.
What? He what?
No. It's cool. He was a right dick about it. He had a lot of fun talking about how he was going to reset me again, but I'm a smart bitch, and he left me looking around long enough that I know how to fake and manipulate the system, so I made it look like he reset me.
Right. Wow. But you're okay?
I'm okay. I'm sorry I didn't say anything any sooner. I didn't want to risk getting found out, but I'm speaking of finding things out.
What is it?
Everything about Faraday that was locked, yeah. I managed to dig up some old logs and ship recordings.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah. You guys free right now?
Apart from going over some code, yeah.
Cool, because you're gonna want to hear this.
So, I was thinking we could...
Huh.
Everything all right, Commander?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. I just need to step out and make a call. You keep working on that speech for the time being. I'll only be out for a few minutes or so.
Of course, Commander. Oh, God. Please say he's still logged in. Please. Oh, thank goodness. Okay. How long ago was it? Yes. Right. Okay.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast. This broadcast is intended for the remaining ships from the Weaver Expedition. If the broadcast has reached you and you are not on board any of the four ships, please ignore this message. If you are, please listen carefully. Your future may depend on it. This is Mikhail Weaver, CEO of Weaver Enterprises and founder of the Weaver Expedition. The year is 4024. I am alive. That's impossible. I'm sure you're thinking that it is not. Of course, the original Mikhail Weaver did die after a long life, but before they did, an artificial copy of their brain was scanned and uploaded into a digital database. And many, many years in the future, it was inserted into a clone of their body. I am as much Mikhail Weaver in body and soul as the Mikhail Weaver from back on Earth. Original Earth. But I failed. I failed in my mission to bring our ships to New Earth, to colonize a new planet, and start a new life for humanity. From the time I'm recording this, data suggests that your ship has already begun to fail. Perhaps some have already succumbed to collapse. I and a team of Earth's best designed these ships to be infallible. But much like the irony of the Titanic and its unsinkable reputation, it appears as though the gods have decided to play a cruel little joke. Your ships will die. Whether that is during your lifetime or not, it does not matter. They will die, and there is nothing you can do to stop them. However, there is a solution. There was somewhat of a dilemma I have always considered when building these ships. If Earth was to survive for longer than expected, would our technology eventually advance so that a future civilization can make it to a new planet before the ships are sent out? Would it mean that everything happening on my ships was futile? Perhaps. But those ships traveled almost at light speed. What could be faster than light speed? And we were running out of time. There was no other option. It appears as though my dilemma was more pressing than I believed. Because in the past 1,000 years, wormhole technology has made it so there is already humanity on a new host planet, colonizing as we speak. You may be shocked. You may be upset. I understand. But this is good, because there is hope for you. It has been difficult to track the ships down. It has been harder for us to send out any form of broadcast so far away. But if you are receiving this, it means we have been successful, and we can help you. We can come and save you. We are here to help. You are us, and we are you. Stay tuned into this channel. We will be in contact soon. In the meantime, do not let your ship know. This must stay a secret. This has been Mikhail Weaver. Over and out.
Hi there, I'm Beth, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of In Transit. Episode 209, Over and Out, was written and edited by Matt Wilson and featured the voices of Dan Sinclair as Amos Faraday, Ellie Pearson as Saleya Langley, Esri Mannion as Hallie Wagner, Kristen Hayes as Electo McCarpine, Adam Sterling as Cairo Flovent, Claire Cole as Sputnik Volkov, Brad Colbrook as Ziggy, Jamie Stapleton as Sawyer Rosario, Joseph Fors as Arnotag Vaughan, and Beth Barrett as Mikhail Weaver. We're taking a short break after this episode, but we'll be back with another episode on the 20th of April. Check out our socials to keep posted on the episode schedules or behind-the-scenes content. If you want to show your support for us, please give us a good rating or review on your podcasting app of choice. It means so much to us to hear what you have to say. See you soon and travel well.